As early as 20 BC, architects begin to understand acoustics and how the shape of a space changes sounds. Concert halls and amphitheaters are designed to accentuate and shape sound. The shape of the room and the building materials make quite a difference in acoustics. That's why you sound so good singing in the shower. The caverns of Ruby Falls provide for unique acoustics, which will become very apparent to guests who visit the falls during their holiday event, a Ruby Red Christmas. Bill Wakert is an avid caver and tour guide at Ruby Falls.
The acoustics in the cave are really fascinating. I can be walking through a cave having a group of 30 people behind me, and I'll be walking through a passageway and always looking for people coming towards me from other tours so we can watch our groups and kind of pass in a sensible manner. A lot of times I'll be going through a cave, there's no one ahead of me, but I hear sounds, I hear people coming. I keep looking for these people, and they never show up. And what's really happening is the people that's behind me on my own tour, the sound goes up high in the cave, it crosses over top of my head in the cave, and bounces off the rocks and the formations, and the sound is traveling ahead of me, and I'm actually hearing the people on my tour coming down in front of me just because of the acoustics of the cave, and it's sending the sounds ahead of me, and it sounds like there's another tour guide coming, and there's nobody there.
During the month of December, Ruby Falls will present a Ruby Red Christmas featuring holiday-themed activities. There will be live choral performances deep in the cave, right there beside the waterfall. We wondered if being more than 260 feet deep in the mountain in the cavernous waterfall room would make a difference on the vocal performance. Dr. Kevin Ford is the director of choral activities at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga and an expert in vocal acoustics.
Oh, it'll make a lot of difference in the sound. All of that sound reflection coming back will mix the sounds together. I kind of make the analogy like a guitar. Everybody's familiar with a guitar. The six strings on a guitar produce each individual sound, but it doesn't become the sound of a guitar until it goes into that sound box and mixes together. That resonating chamber of the guitar is what makes the sound. The same thing on a much larger scale happens with a pipe organ. It's always fun to ask somebody where a pipe organ is, and they'll either point to the console or they'll point to the pipes. And really, the sanctuary of the church is the organ. They're sitting inside it. When you go to church, you're sitting inside an instrument. That's what essentially will happen at Ruby Falls, is the sound that might be pretty dry in most of our concert spaces in town will suddenly start mixing together, and some of the sound will blend together, and it becomes a very different sound in those environments.
Dan Pinson is a tour guide at Ruby Falls and is also a musician with some experience playing with the acoustics in the caverns.
I've been a musician for a while, and I've been working in the cave for several years. I've always really been impressed with the natural acoustics, especially on some sections, especially the tunnels. There's certain parts where it's a little bit more even. There's not as many openings, and you get so much of a wonderful resonance out of that. I had the privilege of playing right outside of that tunnel last year at our Ruby Red Christmas. I played acoustic guitar down there, and it's just beautiful. I would play down there, and then I'd also play up in the lobby on certain spots, and it's so much more alive down there in the cave, and the sound is beautiful. It really is. The natural resonance is something that I've been really loving, because when I record, they apply so much synthetic reverb to everything, you know, and it makes it sound pretty and gives it a kind of a clean tone. With the natural echo you get down there, it brings out so much more of the instrument. Like the guy was saying earlier, the body of the acoustic guitar is what makes the sound, but when you play down there in the cave, it adds a whole nother dimension to it and just makes the sound huge.
So we have natural amplification of the sound and probably can expect some sounds to bounce around the walls of the cave. You might think it would be impossible to make any sense out of that cacophony.
The cave itself absorbs some sounds, so kids going through there, they're not going to hear echoes going all the way through the cave. And I think that's what helps Dan out, because it's like you're actually in a sound studio, and the rocks, the way it's cut out, I think that really helps to isolate some of the sounds and make it more intense and more natural sounding. Well, because they're not flat, that's why the sound doesn't really travel long distances and echo from wall to wall. The contours of the formations in the rock absorb some of the sound, so it doesn't travel as fast. But when you're in the falls room, it's almost like a natural amphitheater in there, and just perfect acoustics for music.
In addition to the unique opportunity to hear choral groups performing in the cave, a Ruby Red Christmas offers plenty of family-friendly activities above the ground in celebration of the winter holidays. Holly Baranek is the special events manager at Ruby Falls.
When you come up, we've got snow. If our weather's not going to cooperate, we're going to make it snow. And so when you come up to the castle, we've got snow going, and there's a horse-drawn carriage ride where you can snuggle up under blankets with your loved ones. And when you come into the castle lobby, we have music playing there. We're going to have a live band called the Griswolds. Wonderful. We're pretty excited about them. So it should just be a wonderful, fun, festive atmosphere. And then when you go down into the cavern, we've changed our tour just a little bit. So if you're one of those folks that come back year after year, you'll have a little bit of a different presentation, more stories. You know, our regular tour is very factual. You know, we want to make sure that you get the facts, and you'll get that, except this time it'll be more of a story. You'll be following a family as they visit Ruby Falls. And what we're really excited about this year is that we are doing live music in the waterfall room. They've been talking about the resonance and the different timbres. Every time we've had live music in the cave, it's been in the actual cavern part in our pathways. You know, when you get into the waterfall room, it's such a dramatic difference, because when you walk in there, all of a sudden passageways open up. The ceiling is 145 feet high. So we're hoping to really get that wow factor as the groups come in, they see the waterfall, and then here's this live choral group singing behind them. We've got live music every night. Different schools in the area are coming and different choral groups. It should be a wonderful experience. Then, of course, afterwards, you go up top and there's a workshop, and we have Mrs. Claus who'll do a reading time for the little ones, and there's crafts that you can do.
A Ruby Red Christmas will be celebrated at Ruby Falls on Friday and Saturday evenings in December from 5 to 9 p.m. beginning this Friday, December 3rd. They will be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but you can still enjoy a Ruby Red Christmas on New Year's Eve. Visit our blog at wutc.org for links to more information. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.